Welcome to Music and Booze with Mo. I'm Mo Herms, and I've worked in the music industry most of my life, so have met some pretty amazing musicians over the years. I also love a good cocktail, and I've encountered some really interesting bartenders as well. It seems that there is a lot of crossover, so when I can, I like to talk to musicians and bartenders about music and booze. Join us at the bar, won't you? Music and Booze with Mo is brought to you by the Independent FM Los Angeles. You can tune in to Indie at theindependent.fm online, and you can also find us on Facebook in order to get an idea of who is on when. You can find me, Mo, on the Independent FM Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific time, and Fridays from 1 to 3 as well. We spin all kinds of indie and alternative music, and it's a really good time, so check out the Independent FM. Today I am joined by Eddie Spaghetti of The Broken Shaker in Miami. The Broken Shaker Miami has since opened up another bar in Chicago and very recently one in Los Angeles as well, which wasn't yet open at the time we did this interview. We sat down on a hot, humid, kind of rainy day in Miami to chat about their garden where they grow their own herbs, which are used in the cocktails, fabulous cocktail menus, and of course, lots and lots of rock and roll. So get ready to tune in and listen to us talk about delicious things and, oh, so much David Bowie and Neil Young coming up now for you on Music and Booze with Mo. Thanks for tuning in. Here's Eddie Spaghetti.
So, and I noticed that I'm always loud, but since you're a musician, you can probably be loud too.
I'll project.
It's all in there, so you talk to that. Tell me who you are and where we are.
Well, we're the Broken Shaker in Miami.
Yes.
The original Broken Shaker.
The original Broken Shaker.
Yes, we have one in Chicago, one in L.A.
Is the Chicago one open now?
Yeah, it's been open.
Oh, it has? Okay.
Yeah, the one
LA
in L.A. is
not
open.
Quite open.
It's basically open. It's about to open.
Nice.
But basically when this comes out, it's going to be...
Yeah.
And it's been quite an endeavor for
everyone
here.
Yeah, totally. So, and you're Eddie?
My name's Eddie. People call me Spaghetti. Eddie Spaghetti.
Do they really?
Yeah, everybody.
Do you know Eddie Spaghetti, the musician?
Spaghetto. Yes, I do.
I mean, you know who it is.
Yes.
I don't know if that's your kind of music or not, but it's funny there is already
It's country rock.
Yeah.
I've Googled Eddie Spaghetti's greatest hits.
It was rowdy in the 90s.
It was. I forgot the name of the band, though.
Super Suckers. Super Suckers, yeah.
Eddie Spaghetti from the Super Suckers, yeah.
But that is not you.
No relation.
Yeah. So you'll know if you get me laughing hard enough, I'll start coughing.
Me too.
Right?
Yeah.
We're both suffering with colds because that's what humidity in Miami does to you.
Oh my God, you have no idea.
Are you from Miami originally?
I was born in Hialeah.
I'm sorry, in where?
Hialeah.
Hialeah.
Yeah, I was born in Miami.
Oh, wow.
But immediately I was we moved to New York and I was raised in upstate New York.
Oh, okay.
So 11 years I lived in the mountains, back and forth from like Queens, Astoria, back to the upstate.
My brother's in Crown Heights.
Yeah.
So that's the bit of New York I get to go visit.
Yeah, I had a lot of that growing up and then some of Jersey and then came back here 17 years ago.
Oh, yeah? And how long you been with Broken Shaker?
I've been here at least, I think going on 17 months now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, I remember when this place opened. I was here for the opening.
Yeah, I was going to say, I love it. Tell us about Broken Shaker, though, because the first time I came here, I wandered up and I'm like, it's in a hostel?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't realize.
Well, this was the Broken Shaker. Audibly, I'm going to explain. It's just a tiki hut, which is now where the servers stand and host. And
so
see people, but originally...
There's a sign over there that says Tiki Bar, and I never thought of it as a tiki thing.
Yeah. I mean, now it's a little hut, but originally, the Broken Shaker was a pop-up, and it was only supposed to last a few months here.
Yeah.
But it grew in success, and they integrated it within the building, and And it's going to be 5 years now.
What was the idea behind having a little tiki hut? Do you know? Has anyone ever? They're just like that, it's outside.
It's the love child of Gabe and Alad. They wanted this tiki.
Oh really?
This ambiance.
So when they started, they wanted something kind of tiki-esque.
Oh for sure, and they pretty much mastered the style that we've continued today.
Oh, I never knew that. I mean, I've come here and there's this beautiful courtyard. And you sit out in this gorgeous courtyard, and I'm used to tiki's being, you know, tiki bars being dark indoor, with all the stuff hanging from the ceiling.
Or the polar opposite in the Caribbean beach somewhere.
Yeah, actually.
Like, there's no gray area, but I think they saw where we're sitting, which is a beautiful courtyard with, you know, trees and flowers, and it kind of made sense to go tiki.
And a disco ball.
You know, and a disco ball.
One little disco ball.
Those happen. See, we have events here, and one day we put them up, and they just stay. They're little like tokens of past events.
That is actually very tiki.
Yeah, you keep it.
So much stuff it gets hung up, and it just never gets.
Really, their hoarders are really cool stuff. That's tiki.
So it extends into the back.
The bar is actually inside.
Oh, okay.
This isn't the bar. This is again where. The servers,
where they prep everything.
They check you out. They seat you.
Yeah.
They take your order.
Yeah.
They have water there. They have cups.
I've only just sat outside because it's so lovely, you know.
Yeah, this is really where. Yeah. I mean, it'll open, and you'll get to see what it is inside. And
so when the other time I came here, you have to tell me how the cocktail program happens here. I remember the menu was all chakras.
So that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. It was 2 years ago.
I've heard about that.
It was really good.
I've only heard stories.
Yeah, because there was one that I had, and I looked at the ingredients, and it was basically like a green machine kind of drink. Mm-hmm. Like all the good green juices, like kale and celery and all that kind of stuff.
But it pertained to your chakras.
Yeah, right? Because it was going to make me healthy. And I looked at it, and that actually looks kind of good. And it has tequila in it.
Yeah.
That was the thing. So ever since then, I always, whenever I see those juices at some organic market or something.
You think it's tequila?
I totally want to put tequila in it because of this place.
It's funny how this inspires you in different ways.
Oh, absolutely. So what is your understanding of the cocktail program here? Do they change it up seasonally?
We have monthlies. Every month we come up with a new monthly cocktail menu. And then we have seasonal, which will last, you know, 3-4 months.
Yeah, okay.
And a lot of the monthlies will carry on to the seasonal and we'll replace that, and it's constantly just reinventing itself.
Nice.
We're always trying to inspire each other and get each other to create new cocktails for this, because
do you guys use, I noticed there's a garden right over here too.
We use a lot from the garden.
Yeah, yeah, really?
For here and for the kitchen.
Yeah. Because there's a restaurant as well.
For sure. I mean, we have a drink on our menu now called the Garden Bees, and the garnish is Garden Bees, yeah.
Okay.
And it's garnished with a painted amaranth straight from our garden.
Oh, see, I gotta hang around when that place opens.
So it's cool because I get to, you know, I come to work and I, you know, grab the strawberries or whatever, the stuff downstairs, and I get to go to the garden and pick flowers.
And that makes
it so much, because I've worked in other bars and it was never like that.
Yeah, totally.
It was like carry this keg, you know, just normal bar stuff that it's fun to learn, but this totally changed the game for me.
You're actually gardening to make the drinks.
It's great.
But what's one of your favorite drinks that you've had off this menu here?
This menu?
I'm sure there's so many. I mean,
there's so
I shouldn't
many.
Say this menu. Since you've, in your 17 months hanging
out
with
the God.
Shaker, is there one or two that stand out for you a lot?
Honestly, there's always one
there's always
in each one.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we had...
In 10 minutes?
Yeah. We have one, actually. I'll tell you what. We have one that was made when they first did the pop-up, and we still have it today.
Really?
And it's not on the menu.
Oh,
it's something that
secret menu.
Yeah, it's something that you just know to order, and it's a Cocoa Puff Old Fashioned.
Cocoa Puff? Like the cereal?
It's bourbon infused Cocoa Puff cereal.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
and they just keep that served
as an old fashioned. Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy. Consistently my favorite.
Yeah.
But
I would call that a guilty pleasure, except I don't believe in guilty pleasures.
Yeah.
Because you should always be happy with what makes you happy.
Yeah, there's always a tomorrow, so.
Yeah, right? Totally. So we're sitting outside, and there's nice music in the background. People can kind of hear, and part of what we're here is talk about music as well as cocktails. So the staff here, do you guys ever have bands play here or music play here? Or it's just
we
DJs
used to.
Or anything
we
like
used
that?
To, but I think as far as like licenses
it is
for
small
it,
and outside.
Yeah, and you know the city doesn't like certain
bands.
And so I've actually played a show here many, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
And it was right here. They would set up the music, and then I would come, and then people were playing acoustic and everything. And but that hasn't really been a thing in a while. But
yeah. Well, so what do you play?
I play guitar.
Yeah.
I've been playing guitar for like 16 ever. Years now. Yeah.
Oh, nice. And what is your, what kind of music do you play? When you play guitar, you play all kinds of different things.
Yeah. It's kind of like a tough question, because when I sit at home, I like to just play acoustic and kind of folk it up, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just entertain myself.
Yeah.
But I perform when I perform, I play rock and roll. I play nice, loud.
So, are you a solo artist? Do you play with a band?
I play with a band. I haven't been a solo artist in a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you sing too?
Not much. I like to do backup. I like to write the music and lyrics and give it to a better singer.
So, yeah, I know how that goes. So, what artist got you started into music? What was it that made you, or did you just, you were just compelled to pick up a guitar?
Well, honestly, it's a tough question, because my father gave me a guitar, and I strummed it once and put it in my closet for 2 years. I moved here, and my cousin was picking up a guitar, and he wanted someone to play with, so I was like, oh, hey, I got one. And that's what introduced me, and we listened to a ton of Metallica. It was always Metallica, and I would do the rhythm, he'd do the solos, and from there, it was like, the most addicting thing I could ever think of.
That's not an easy way to start, is with Metallica.
No, it's really, a lot of tabs and a lot of practice.
What kind of stuff are you playing now? When you say rock and roll, are you playing like metal? Are you playing?
No, I guess over the years I've grown a style, and it's very bluesy.
Oh, really?
Very bluesy.
Oh, that's cool.
So it can get heavy rock, kind of like a stoner rock, where you bob your head nice.
Well, we were just talking about Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah, kind of like that.
So we were talking about that before we went on the microphone, just for those of you just tuning in, and about how they actually came here to Broken Shaker. Mm-hmm. For a party, and you didn't get to meet any of the guys, though.
I did, but they don't, we're not supposed to.
Yeah,
so I kind of just like enjoyed it. I was the first one to saw him, because I was in the office, and I saw him in the camera.
Yeah.
I was like, no one here knows who this guy is. And then by the time I got up, it was like the bassist of the Dead Weather also.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of rock and rollers.
Sometimes that kind of thing happens, and I live in LA, so I understand, you know, we'll see someone famous walk through, and you don't want to walk, even if you're working in the environment, you're not going to walk up and hey, how's it going? But to that end, you guys are very well known internationally.
This
bar has had a lot of success. I think you guys have had global recognition.
You feel it when you work here.
Yeah, so I would think that you probably have people come through here and stay here who are of note. So can you, off the top of your head, do you think of any like famous people that have stumbled through here?
I sat Rosario Dawson once.
Oh, that's cool. She's really cool.
She was very chill. She came with her mom, and it was like super chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like hanging out with una prima or something. Like,
right? Totally. When I met her, she was just like that. You know, she's a gamer, too.
Is she? I think I heard that.
Yeah. She's
also the night nurse.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Yes, she is. She, the friend that I met her through, it was several years ago, because she stopped into someone that I worked freelance with. This other woman worked freelance too. She did design, and they were friends. She came in to meet her friend, and they were talking with the person we consulted with about gaming, and they wanted to create a game, a video game. Hmm. that was a couple years ago, so I guess she hasn't gotten
it's a big market now. So.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought it was really cool that, you know, they had this idea and they were trying to flesh it out. So back to the music thing.
Yeah.
So you play kind of more bluesy stuff these days.
Well, yeah. I mean, the project I've been in now is probably the one of the most fun projects I've been in because it's for fun. It's just me and my best friend that he's been my drummer for 8-9 years now.
So is this a drummer and a guitar?
No, we have a we have another good friend of ours that kind of we both had a band together over the years, and the band I had split up, but we contacted him. We wanted him to sing and play guitar, and then we got another. We just got the so a little group together, just 4-piece. And we just want to be able to write an album, record it, put it on vinyl, and just enjoy having something on vinyl.
Yeah. Isn't it nice how vinyl not, is so back?
It's been back. It's been around, but now it's actually like
way
in
back.
Your face.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
I worked at a record store maybe like 15 years ago, and vinyl was, it took a lot longer to get vinyl because there were not that many places pressing it. So now there are a lot more places pressing it. We were talking about Jack White. He's got his own
third
vinyl
man.
Pressing.
He has a little booth.
He's got everything. I know. You can, I love that.
You have,
can
you, go, have you seen...
I have seen it at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
Get your own.
Neil Young recorded an album in that.
That's right.
Yeah.
So cool. It's so great.
He's one of my biggest influences.
Is Neil Young?
Yeah.
I had friends who toured with him. A band called Everest.
I think I've heard of them.
Yeah. So they were signed to his label for a while.
Sick.
And they toured with him for a couple of years, actually. And they always have these great stories about him. He's a real hard worker, but he's also kind of a, like, all over the place.
He's crazy. I heard he takes a trailer with two of his Harleys on tour.
Ooh.
So when they stop, he he pulls out and he just rides his Harley around town.
You know what?
That's freaking awesome.
If you can do it, right?
Yeah.
I would totally do that if I was a rock star.
I love
star.
Him. He's,
it could be, there could be worse things, worse habits to have when you're a rock star. So you're a Neil Young guy. So what's your favorite Neil Young album then?
Oh, my God.
Is it hard to pick just one?
No. On the Beach.
On the Beach?
Yeah.
I'm not as familiar with that one.
On
so
the Beach. Oh, my God, you have
it.
To get that
what
album.
What are the songs on it?
Oh, my God, there's so
what
many.
What song I might know? I would make you sing for me, except
no,
that you told me
hold
that
on,
you can't do it. You're like, oh, you can pull it up on your phone.
Yeah, let me pull it up, because I don't remember the... It's been so long. And I've been looking for that album, too, on vinyl.
Like vinyl?
Yeah, and...
Oh, you'll be able... Well, yeah, I guess you would have to take... A friend of mine that I met in Hollywood, I think it's the first Neil Young album. It looks kind of like a painting of him. See, the first or the second one. And my friend told me that his uncle did that.
No way.
And I was just like, how? He goes, oh, he just used to hang out in a coffee shop where Neil Young was all the time.
Oh, my God.
And he would just paint people who were in there. And Neil Young liked his painting. So he just took it and made it his album cover or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's not so bad. That would totally be okay.
Okay, so...
All right.
There's a song... Straight Up, it's called On the Beach.
That's the song.
You would know for the Turnstiles.
Oh, yes. I know
that's
that
on that album.
Okay, okay.
But you listen to On the Beach, and...
Is that the song that makes you cry?
It kind of does, but you have to...
to the radio interview, but I ended up alone at the microphone. Get out of town. I think I'll get out of town.
Kind of does, but you have to look up the Tom York version, and then you start to realize how much Tom York took influence from Neil Young.
Oh, wow.
So he covers that song, and it's like perfect.
So he does it a note for note cover? He doesn't do like
his own little thing. And like usually,
really?
You know, Tom York will like put his own thing. No, he just like gave kind of like a respectful cover.
Really?
Like,
oh, that's interesting.
And I didn't know. I was like, because I'm a huge Radiohead fan, and then when I found that
I saw you guys
he was a radio. Yeah, he. Well, I saw him when they came into town.
Do you have a Michael Jackson pin too?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, my girlfriend got me that. And then, you know, aliens.
I was gonna say, yeah, that just looks like
aliens.
Those
are my three things: music, aliens.
Music, and aliens, and Michael
dancing.
Jackson. Dancing? Is it dancing or Michael Jackson?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, you think of dancing when you think of Michael.
It's true. And actually, I was talking with someone else about that very recently about how. At a wedding, my friend, the bride, requested Billie Jean, but they played Beat It instead. And we're kind of like, I don't know how you mix those two up, but we can still dance to it.
Right?
Yeah. All right, so with On the Beach then, would that be that was like an informative or a formative, I mean, record for you, obviously.
Yeah, and I found it later on in my Neil Young kind of days, because I grew up listening to Neil Young. I was always listening to the same Neil Young, so I remember I started expanding.
Yeah.
And I found that record, and it was like, it was the time, it was the sound I wanted, you know, like, because there's, someone gifted me a Neil Young vinyl.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, my friends know I'm in love with this guy.
Yeah, right.
And it was like, it was called like the Blue Notes or something, and it was a rockabilly album he wrote.
Oh, wow.
And it was, you'll never hear him do play that. Like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is crazy.
That's
and
awesome.
I ended up loving it because it was...
Because it was different, but it was
one of my favorite
him.
Artists, yeah, but it was something completely different,
and,
like a new sound.
But still, at the end of the day, was it still Neil Young?
It was. It's
you
just...
Because, I mean...
I mean, in a sense, because...
Was it like the lyrics were in there?
Yeah, the lyrics were in there and his composition.
Because I can't see him doing like a bubblegum album, you know?
Yeah, no, you're totally right. It's
I
just,
don't think that's in him.
A lot of what he gave to me, or that I take, is his... When he plays his Les Paul, like when like Southern Man is just rocking, and then that solo comes in,
yeah,
like I lose my shit every time. I really do. I'll never and like
well,
I've seen him live too, and
I
cried when I saw him live because I was with my dad and he played, you know.
Did your dad cry too?
We both cried.
Oh, that's awesome! I love that story. Well, okay, so then let's bring it back to the booze then. If you're listening to On the Beach, what drink do you want to have while you're sitting there?
Honestly, a scotch.
Just a scotch.
Just like neat.
Just sit there and just sip on that while you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Just lay back and
Because you don't want to you don't want to have to feel like you need to finish your drink while you're relaxing listening to music.
Nice.
When I listen to music, I want to be able to like match that with what I'm drinking.
Oh,
you know?
Lovely. Yeah. Because
if you're dancing and you're doing something else, you want to like want a cocktail or a shot or a beer,
totally.
You know, and
you're,
you can put
like
the beer down.
Your energy up and everything.
Even
right?
a beer goes warm, so you want just a straight scotch.
Nice. See, you didn't even hesitate. I love that.
Well, I do that all the time. I did it last night,
well,
to be honest.
Bring it back. So, I mean, I kind of figure it's, you know, there is this deep connection between food, cocktails, music.
Absolutely.
I think it's that bacchanalia within us all. You know, we all want to have that, we want to let go, we want to relax, we want to put ourselves in space, or we want to be wild.
Right.
And all these things come together.
It's just what you combine it to create that experience.
So let's roll with... what are a couple records, just one or two other ones that are like Desert Island Records for you or something? What can you not live without?
For sure.
Besides Neil Young.
Besides Neil Young?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just said you love Radiohead too. There's
all
this stuff floating around. So you've got other stuff going on in your head.
Well, Radiohead is a given, but if we're talking vinyl, I have a Paul Simon record. Still crazy after all these years.
Yep.
I don't know why, but that album always does
that's
it to
the
me.
One.
You know? I'd have to go with Bob Dylan. I have a Bob Dylan Greatest Hits. And I just purchased a Frank Sinatra Legend series for like $2.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's all of his greatest. And that's been
and
giving
that
me life lately.
Is...
It's a different sound. It's a different composition.
Yeah.
But one album I definitely...
Frank Sinatra is one of those... It's really interesting to me when I talk to... musicians, Frank Sinatra comes up a lot. There's such a deep respect for, I think because he pulled, and talk about sitting down and having a scotch, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he, I think because
that's another music booze kind of conversation, right?
Yeah. I think that he just worked with such great musicians, but he was such a control freak.
Mm-hmm, he was.
That he pulled that all together.
Mm-hmm.
So
you need
though,
to be.
Yeah. So even if he wasn't what you would think of is like he didn't sit down and write all the songs himself and do all this. He still had control over everything. There's such a deep respect for what he was able to bring together and offer and all
of
that.
I mean the Rat Pack, right?
Which was so much fun and so ahead of their time in a lot of ways. Like with the attitude forward thinking.
Absolutely.
You know, I wish there was more of that.
Yeah.
You know, that people could have fun the way they had fun and be politically correct.
Yeah.
And
wear suits.
And wear suits.
Yeah,
what's up? I'm a girl who likes guys in suits. What can I say? But then I date musicians, so
yeah,
they're usually not wearing suits.
No.
So back to Radiohead. Oh
okay.
No, you were doing Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Just the greatest.
Oh, and then I have a.
excuse me.
I have a. Oh, I just totally just spaced the name. yeah. Yeah,
like, it's a record,
get you a Steppenwolf. I have a Steppenwolf record,
ooh,
and it's live.
Oh, really?
It's all live, and nice. I found it for $4 somewhere.
Nice.
And when I put it in, it was insanely amazing, right? And I'm sitting with my friend, and then halfway through the record, he goes, "Dude, this is you." And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "You play exactly like this guy."
Really?
And I kind of sat there, and I was like, "That's weird. I never really took influence from this." And I listened hard. I was like, "I sound exactly like this guy." Like,
oh my God,
like the way he like makes his guitar sound, yeah, and how he plays it. I was like, apparently I fucking play like that. So I kind of like took that and I nurtured it as like a way to preserve my sound, like somewhat.
That's cool. That's cool.
You can never lose my way, you know?
Right? Like,
that's an important album for me.
Gotta go like tune back in with the step uh-huh. on. That's how we're gonna make it work.
That and obviously OK Computer.
There you go. I was gonna say, well, which Radiohead is your
OK
Radiohead?
Computer, yeah.
Because there's so many.
In Rainbows is kind of like right there, though.
Yeah, that's a good one.
In Rainbows is perfect.
I was in
I
the
love the Bends.
That's because I love the melodies more.
Yes. It's like a beautiful melancholy.
To me,
like
that's their most melodic album, mm-hmm. is the Bends.
Yes.
I mean, with
totally
the harmonies, because right. I always love vocals. They make beautiful sounds and do beautiful things, but the Bends is the one that... And it took me forever to hear it. I heard so much other ones, so many other Radiohead records before that one for some reason. I knew songs from it, but I never actually sat down with it because I was just too busy or something.
Yeah.
And then I remember when I sat down with it, the friend who... He gave it to me, and he's like, "Mo, listen, sit, go home, sit down, listen to this record from start to finish. You have to get through the whole thing, because I know you know it, but you don't know
you
it.
You don't know it.
Right?" And I sat down and listened
what is
to it
fake,
all the way through.
What's on there? Fake Plastic Trees down there?
High
Street
and
Spirit? Isn't Street Spirit on there? High
yes,
and Dry?
Street Spirit.
That Street Spirit is insane.
Okay. You know the band The Darkness?
Yeah.
So they cover Street Spirit.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
It's a hard song.
It's a hard
it's
song.
It's actually an easy song to play.
But it's amazing.
But to perform, it like takes energy from
it. I've seen them do it. They have it recorded now too,
that's
but
awesome.
I've seen them do it live. Because my ex-boyfriend loved that band, so we used to go see them, and they were really fun live. And I remember when they performed that, I was like, wait, oh, this is a Radiohead song. And my ex-boyfriend didn't know jack about music. So he's like, "I don't know what Radiohead is." And I'm all, "Trust me, this is just kind of insane what's happening right now." That's all, you know. So, and that's
covers.
A beer band, if there's ever a beer band.
Yeah,
you
for
just
real.
See Darkness, you're just drinking beer on that. That's not sophisticated at all. So I think I would ask you then, to go back to the cocktail thing. Are there, when you're listening to music, or let's talk again about like maybe like a Radiohead. What's Radiohead cocktail going to be?
That's tough.
Right? Because they're so esoteric.
That's tough. I'd say like a bitter drink. Honestly.
Oh, that's an interesting idea.
Like some kind of Negroni variation or something.
Yeah, that's true. That's
you know,
interesting.
Something simple with like
more
a zest.
Sit down.
You sit down, a nice big cube.
Yeah, a big cube.
Yeah, because it's like, their songs are metered, like, it's like an adventure. So I think to match that with like a, like
See,
a
again,
like
you
a
didn't
Negroni.
Think twice.
It's weird,
because
no one's ever asked me these questions about those two things. But
yep.
apparently I've been
apparently
doing them longer.
Already in your mind.
I guess so.
Have you guys ever done like a music-oriented cocktail menu here?
No, but I should. I've been trying to come up with my own for the fall. And honestly, I've been trying to gather for my musical influences because I don't. That's who I am.
Yeah.
So I might as well. But I've never seen that.
I'll jump into a bar and they might have drinks that are made for certain artists. Like there's a Bowie cocktail or something.
Yeah.
I remember.
But what's a Bowie cocktail?
Yeah, right? I mean, I've seen a couple different Bowie cocktails.
It could be cool, but subjective.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it could
you know?
Be anything,
could
really.
Be anything.
You could do a whole Bowie
it
menu.
It could be like, yeah, it could be like, have a, like a needle as a garnish.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. And that would be like...
And a wig.
That would be like before the Berlin years. This would be the L.A. years. The L.A. junkie years.
Your cocktail would change wardrobe every 30
right?
minutes.
That's what I was saying. I remember one year...
That's a different dress on every time.
Dude. You ghost got your menu. It's here. Oh, now you're coughing. It's your turn.
Oh, my God. That was good.
We're so ridiculous. No, I remember one year a friend of mine told me, he's this really tall, handsome black man, right? And I'm like, "What are you going to do for Halloween?" He goes, "I think I'm going to be David Bowie." And I started laughing. I'm like, "Which Bowie?" And then he was all, "We should all be David Bowie." I was like, "We should. We should all dress
one
as David Bowie."
One of our bartenders was Ziggy Stardust, probably.
Yeah, right? So my roommate at the time did the Ziggy Stardust Bowie. And she wore like a bodysuit, like a cream, or it was like skin tone bodysuit. She just did this thing, got the wig. And then my best friend did Tin Machine David Bowie. He wore the big suit.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of a David Bowie. I'm like, this is too much pressure for me. And my friend, the handsome black man, did Aladdin Sane David Bowie, like with the big shoulder pads and the kind of clown thing. So he did that one. And then his girlfriend did Hunky Dory because she had kind of longish
Hunky
hair.
Hunky Dory, that'd be a cool one.
So she just did like kind of the hippie one.
Like the blonde hair with the
makeup. Right, with kind of the high-waisted pants. So she did that one.
What's that movie he's in? I think I would
do the one. The Man Who Fell to Earth.
No, the
Labyrinth?
Yes! I would be Labyrinth,
so you
Bowie.
Be, what was he? Jareth.
Jareth!
You want to be him? You want the cod piece and everything?
He had like shoulder pads down to here.
Yeah,
like,
and that crazy ass wig.
And the long blonde wig.
Okay, so.
And the gloves. Oh my
God. All right, Eddie, this is your goal. David Bowie cocktail menu.
Okay.
Because you can have so many different drinks.
That's true.
That would count.
So David Bowie cocktail and
think
and
of all the eras.
Each is garnished with a different dress or high heels.
Yeah, right. The last one is the Black Star.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
You can use activated charcoal.
The Black Star.
Since everybody's so into activated
He's
charcoal
so intense
right now.
With that.
So there we go. All right, so we're both Bowie fans as well then.
Oh yeah.
There you go. Well, then we can dork out on that for a second. What's your favorite Bowie?
Moon Age Daydream.
Do you see? Again, didn't even think. I change my mind all the
I
time.
Love that
but actually,
it's all I know.
I do, but my consistent...
Because The Man Who Sold the World is so fun to listen to.
Well, my consistent ones are Look Back in Anger. Mm-hmm. I love that song. I love Boys Keep Swinging. That song always makes me happy. Absolute Beginners. We jump into the 80s.
What is that? A memory of a free festival? A free memory of a festival? One
I don't
of those.
Know that.
It's on... I think it's on... No. Memory of a Free Festival, I think it's called.
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's great.
I feel terrible. I should know this one.
It starts
one.
Down here, and by the end of the song, it's like a group
well, I'm a
chant along.
Rock and Roll Suicide.
Oh, I love that one.
And same thing, because just the way it ends, because it's the same kind of thing. It
yeah,
builds
it
so
builds.
Much.
Yeah.
And then at the end, when it
You're
builds.
You're wonderful.
Yeah, when he starts
You're
singing
wonderful.
That,
yeah, I, love
I start
it.
Crying.
I love it, yeah.
Right? And
so
then
true.
I listen to that, and it takes me back, or I shouldn't say. Then I see, oh, yeah, this is where Hedwig... At the end of Hedwig,
yeah.
They do the same thing. They do kind of the same song, and I'm like, you already knew it was a Bowie tribute
yeah.
the whole way through.
Yeah.
But then that happens, and there you go. So, all right, I feel like I should let you get back to work. You're going to go watch some competitions now.
Yeah,
right?
I got to go support my bartender friend, Yoli.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
So we've got one of the other lady who works here.
Yolanda.
Yolanda
Baez.
Is competing.
She's competing with...
All right.
With a Sapphire event.
And is she competing for herself or on behalf of Broken Shaker?
For herself, representing Broken Shaker.
Representing Broken Shaker.
Yeah. If she wins, fantastic. She goes to London.
Oh, really?
This is semifinals right now.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, super happy.
You definitely
for
have to go over there.
Yeah, I need to get some drinks.
All right, cool. Go over there, get some drinks. Thank you, Eddie, so much for talking with me
Thank
today.
Thank you, Mo.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I hope to see that Bowie menu exists at some point in the future.
Yes, and I hope to see this podcast continue
yeah, totally.
And flourish and blossom.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank
All
you.
Right, I think we're good. Till next time.
Thank you to Eddie Spaghetti and The Broken Shaker for joining us today. The Broken Shaker can be found in Miami, that's the original, also in Chicago, and the latest incarnation is in Los Angeles. So check them out online and check out the link in the profile to go to Eddie's Spotify playlist of all the things he likes to listen to while he's drinking his scotch. Music and Booze with Mo is brought to you in part by The Blind Rabbit, a speakeasy located in the Anaheim Packing District. The Blind Rabbit has twice been given Best Mixology Awards by the OC Register, as well as several nominations for their innovative cocktail program. For more info and to make reservations, go to theblindrabbit.com. Thanks for being a part of the podcast today and tuning in. It means a lot to me that you're listening. And, you know, we do our best here with you. So jump over to the Facebook page. That is Mo Herms over on Facebook. There's also a Spotify profile, SheBMO, SHEBMO. For more information on past shows and playlists submitted by our guests. Also where our guests bartend and that sort of thing. And thanks a lot. Join us at the bar, won't you? We'll see you next time.